Nolte, despite the pandering, Hispanics disapprove of Eric Adams most of all. By John Nolte on December 8, 2023. Despite annihilating his city to pander to Hispanic voters, New York Mayor Eric Adams, D for Dummy, approval rating is lowest among Hispanics. In this week's Quinnipiac poll, a reliably left-wing pollster. By the way, Adams is already facing a dismal overall approval rating of just 28%. The internals are even more interesting. No racial group is more unhappy with Sanctuary City Eric than Hispanics. Here's the breakdown of the approve/disapprove number when registered voters were asked. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Eric Adams is handling his job? Black, 48% approve, 38% disapprove. Men, 38 to 58%. White, 28 to 61%. Women, 26 to 59%. Asian, 22 to 60%. Hispanic, 20 to 65%. But for the last two decades, we've been assured that flooding America with unvetted third world illegal aliens was the only way to capture the heart of the oh-so-precious Hispanic voter? I'm so confused. For those of you who think Hispanic disapproval of Adams has something to do with all the other horrors, crime, homelessness, inflation, schools, etc., that Democrat-run city is dealing with thanks to its stupid voters, let me assure you it is not. When asked specifically about illegal aliens, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mayor Adams is handling the surge of migrants seeking sanctuary in New York City? Adams is upside down 43 points with Hispanics, only 25% approve, while 68% disapprove, only Asians, 21 to 65%, polled lower on this question. While Adams is upside down 43 points with Hispanics, he is upside down 40 points with whites, 25% approve, 65% disapprove. So, whites are 3 points happier than Hispanics on the question of this illegal immigrant surge. But you told me opposition to allowing unvetted, third world freeloaders was white supremacy? Black New Yorkers are not much happier, 37% approve, 57% disapprove. With the overall New York population on the illegal question, only 26% approve, while 66% disapprove. I am a tad confused on one point. Why are New York voters unhappy when their mayor is delivering everything these voters voted for? Adams made no secret that he approved of keeping the city of New York a sanctuary city and welcoming illegals with open arms. What I mean is, if you don't like having your city invaded by tens of thousands of unvetted third world illegals looking for handouts, why not vote differently? Ha 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 ha. Idiots. Watching New Yorkers get what they vote for fills my heart with joy and only helps me to appreciate where I live, in safe, clean MAGA country, all the more. Let me tell you exactly how this ends. Even as their city dies, these dummies keep right on voting for Democrats. You want my sympathy? You can find all my sympathy right here. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.